The Philippine government on Thursday signed a peace accord with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, the country's largest Muslim rebel group. The deal grants largely Muslim areas of the southern Mindanao region greater political autonomy in exchange for an end to armed rebellion. The peace accord concludes formal negotiations that began in 2001, 4 years after a ceasefire was agreed to in 1997. The national director of the Caritas Filipinas Foundation, Bishop Roderick Pabillo, told Charles Collins, "The bishops of the country hope the deal will give peace and a chance of development for the south of the country."
We, the bishops in the Philippines, we are really eager to have peace in Mindanao. And the bishop, especially of Mindanao, is promoting this kind of accord that has been signed today between the government and MILF. So for us, it is a hope that peace can come about in that big island. And our president of the CBCB, of the Conference of the Bishops, Catholic Bishops in the Philippines, has written a message expressing hope and thanking the different parties for coming together in this accord, and at the same time hoping that this accord can bring about development in the region, because many parts of the region that have not really been experiencing peace are the most undeveloped in the country. And we also expressed the hope that people, different parties, would really support this peace agreement.
Is this agreement a model that could be used for other rebel groups in the country, both other Muslim groups and also communist groups?
Yeah, this is one problem, because the peace accord has been done only with MILF. And there are already splinter groups like the MNLF. Now that are, many of them are not in accord with this agreement. So let us see. Hopefully that they don't derail the peace process. And however, the peace process with the communist groups is not going on well. Now somehow there is a blockage on the part of the government and also on the communist in pursuing the peace initiative with them. And the problem with the communist movement is that it is found all over the country and not only confined to a particular island. Unlike MNLF problem and MILF problem is confined only to this big island of Mindanao. So this can be, hopefully, give hope to people that they can also pursue peace with other groups, especially that the government will be open also to negotiate with the Communist Party.
As a final question, this group is with, again, one of the large Islamic rebel groups. Has this conflict affected interreligious dialogue on the island? Is this agreement going to help promote interreligious dialogue?
That's, we have to wait and see. There are many groups, both in the Christian and in the Muslim camps, who are pursuing this interreligious dialogue. The groups of the bishops and the ulama, they have a bishops ulama conference in Mindanao, who meet often in order to promote understanding and dialogue. And this bishops ulama conference is supporting this peace process. Hopefully, this can bring about real peace among the different religious groups. But we have also to consider the Lumad, which are the tribal peoples. They are also part of that problem in Mindanao. And there are some who say that the situation of the indigenous peoples, tribal peoples, is not much considered in this accord. Hopefully, their importance would also be seen and recognized.